Right now, we're joined by a wide receiver for the Baltimore Ravens. Set the NCAA record for most career touchdowns from scrimmage. Sixth player in FBS history to rush and pass for 4,000 yards in a career. He finished fifth in the Heisman Trophy voting. He was a third-team All-American and a sixth-round draft pick of the Baltimore Ravens. I'm joined by Keenan Reynolds. Keenan, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How you doing, Jim?
I'm great. Great. Good to talk to you again. Keenan, the Ravens have said that there were some tears in the draft room when they made that call to select you in the sixth round because they had such strong feelings about you. That said, what was it like for you to get that phone call?
It was pure joy, elation, excitement, relief to finally hear my name called and be a part of an organization.
All right. Now, as the draft was progressing, were you starting to wonder why you had not been picked yet, or were you not sweating it?
Yeah, I was wondering. I think any person that sits in there and thinks about it and sees names go off the board, if not theirs, wonders, you know, why am I not coming off the board? Why am I still here? And so I was definitely worried, but, you know, finally to hear my name called was awesome.
That's the thing. You finally hear your name called. You know where you're going to live. You know where you're going to play. As you look back on it, have you given it much thought? Why do you think that your name didn't come off the board sooner than it did?
Probably a lot of different things. TVs, I mean, people probably figured I'd fall late anyway. Or, you know, obviously not having a true position definitely caused some concerns because, you know, you got guys that have played my position that can do what I can do. Do what I can do and have them play in a position they want me to play for years. So they're already kind of experienced. So they definitely could be a deterrent factor.
Keenan Reynolds joining us on the program. So, Keenan, what about that? I mean, you're going to compete for a spot at a position where some guys have been playing and practicing it for 10 years. So you're new to that position. It's going to be a challenge, of course. How do you go about approaching that challenge?
Just with my head down and grind. I mean, it's going to be a grind regardless whether you play it for your whole life or you're just not playing it. It's going to be a grind. There's always new things to learn. The best thing I can do is continue to do my best foot forward each and every day.
Baltimore Raven Keenan Reynolds, my guest. Now, the Ravens saw you working out before the East-West Shrine game. They liked what they saw. Then you strained a hamstring, and you were limited for the next few weeks. Maybe some teams might have cooled on you after that, but the Ravens were thinking about you the entire time, but they tried to keep their interest in you very quiet. Did you know they were watching you and that they wanted to take you?
I didn't think they were going to take me, to be honest.
So when you found out I was there,
I was really surprised to hear that call.
All right, so what about that? When you knew it was the Ravens, what was your reaction?
I was, like I said, surprised, and then it kind of started to click. I feel like I've been seeing the signs all along. I went to the local pro day, and I had, like, a Ravens shirt. They gave us, like, shirts and shorts or whatever. And I had been wearing the shorts to work out in the week, like, for a couple of weeks leading up to the draft just to wear them just because I needed shorts to wear. And I just wear the shirts because they're nice shirts. And I was like, I don't play for anybody now, so I'm going to wear this shirt because I like it. And I was in Virginia visiting some family, and I took a picture, and my aunt posted the picture on Facebook, and I had the Ravens shirt on, and the person commented and was like, does he play for the Ravens now? And it was just like, no, the draft is until next week, so we don't know who he's going to play for. And then, lo and behold, that's who I ended up playing for.
Baltimore Raven Keenan Reynolds, my guest. After the season, you received that invite to the East-West Shrine game. But, Keenan, there was this article written about it, and you were listed with the running backs, not the quarterbacks. What did you think when you saw that article?
I kind of knew that the day was going to come for me to have to change positions just from a height, from an offensive standpoint. I mean, I'm not foolish. I'm realistic. And so I knew it was coming. It was just a surprise to have it come via article. but, you know, I took it in stride, and I rolled with it. And I just tried to – I was open to it and tried to put my best foot forward.
Look, you're pragmatic. You're realistic. But a lot of guys in your position might have said, hey, wait a minute, I set a number of records as a quarterback. I'm a damn good quarterback. That's where I'm going to play. Was there any part of you that thought that?
Not really. I wasn't too stubborn about the issue. You know, I felt like, you know, just take the blessing as it came, and this was an opportunity to continue my playing career, and for me to be bullheaded about it would be foolish, and I'd probably miss my blessing and opportunity to play at the next level.
Keenan Reynolds, my guest. So you had a chance to go through your first rookie mini camp. What was that experience like?
Definitely a shock to the system. First of all, I did a whole lot of running, playing wide receiver. I never had to run that much in practice at quarterback. And, you know, the days, the long days, but you know, I love it. I love every minute of it. You know, the days kind of fly by. You look up and it's 8 o'clock at night and you're going back home and you're ready to start all over again. So, you know, I'm excited. I was excited to be there. I'm excited to get back and, you know, just finished up my exam. So I got a little time off and I'm probably going to head up to Baltimore now, actually. To get back on in the weight room and get back on the field and get some work done.
Baltimore Ravens wide receiver Keenan Reynolds, my guest. You spoke with Hines Ward before the draft, which even you admitted is practically a cardinal sin in the Ravens building. What types of things did you learn from him about making that transition to wide receiver in the NFL?
I mean, he just told me that it was going to be difficult, and he kind of pointed me to some drills and stuff that I can do to help perfect my craft and some things that I took note of and that I'm going to definitely do and continue to rep over the summer, you know, over all season workouts and try to get better at.
You'll be commissioned on May 27th, which is also graduation day, and you've made it clear that your service commitment would take priority over the NFL career. Do you have any sense as to whether you'll be able to do both, or is there a chance that you might not be able to play in the NFL, at least initially?
You know, I'm still waiting the official word, but, you know, whatever happens, happens. I'm happy either way, and I'm just, you know, wherever they tell me to do, I'm going to do.
Baltimore Raven Keenan Reynolds, my guest. He had a great, great college career. NCAA record for most career touchdowns from scrimmage. Keenan, great to run you down. Nice to have you on the show, and I'll look forward to doing it again soon. Always good to talk to you.
Thanks.
Great talking to you, Keenan. He had a great college career. Great quarterback.